Scourge nodded. He did not like being lectured, but her observation was a good one. He realized that he had indeed learned to rely on the emotions of his enemies to feed his power, and he had not seen that such a gift could also be a weakness, but one that, with time and practice, could be overcome.
A valuable lesson, my lord, one I will take to heart.
I have enough sycophants working for me, she answered, brushing off his gratitude.
But none can do what I do,
Scourge reminded her. Nyra spread her lips into another gruesome smile, and Scourge resisted the urge to shudder as a chill crawled down his spine.
I hope your restored confidence will serve you well on your next mission, she said. The files Satchel recovered from the UDM proved quite fruitful. He traced the payment for the custom droid sent to assassinate me back to a group of radical human separatists from Bosthirda, dedicated to freeing their world from the tyranny of the Emperor and the Dark Council.
Heavy sarcasm dripped from her voice, and Scourge shared her contempt. There were some enemies he could respect. There were some causes he could understand, even if he fought against them. This was not one of them. There were recently conquered worlds that suffered under the Empire's yoke, planets like Halion, where rebellion was to be expected. But Bosthirda had been part of the Empire for hundreds of years. Its people were full citizens, with all the rights and privileges of those on Dromund Kaas. Human separatist propaganda might cry out against unfair treatment of their species, but Scourge knew their claims were unfounded. The original Dark Jedi who taught the Sith tribes the ways of the Force millennia ago had been human, and though their bloodlines had been absorbed into Sith aristocracy long ago, humans still made up the vast majority of the Imperial population. There were human slaves, of course, but these were individuals born into the lower ranks of society, or those who had fallen through their own failures and weaknesses. Unlike other lesser species, they were not persecuted or discriminated against in any real way. There were no laws limiting their movements, no restrictions on what rank or position they could hold. Humans could rise to the highest ranks of the Imperial military. A number of worlds were even ruled by wealthy and powerful human families, and the Emperor had appointed many humans to serve on the Dark Council. Of the 12 current members, 5 were human, including Darth Zedrix, the counselor with the longest active service. Humans had no right or reason to complain about their status in the Empire. The Separatists were nothing but ungrateful scum and traitors.
Why did they target you? Scourge wondered aloud. Why not strike at the Emperor himself?
The Emperor is too well protected, Nyra said. Since they cannot get to him, one of the longest-serving members of the Dark Council is the next best thing. And they would never strike at Darth Zedrix, she added. He is human. They probably consider him one of their own.
What about Darth Egrol? Scourge asked. He is Sith. And he has served longer than anyone except Darth Zedrix.
Egrol resides on Dromund Fels. Killing one of the Dark Council on Dromund Kaas, the Imperial capital, makes more of a statement.
She paused.
They may also have chosen me because of my history with Darth Zedrix. Ever since I joined the Dark Council, there has been animosity between us. At the time, he was one of the most powerful members. Yet even from the start, he sensed my potential and feared it. For decades, he has schemed against me. But I have outmaneuvered him every time. Slowly building up my allies and influence, while his have dwindled away.